referred to Ian Henderson as the Butcher of Bahrain. Human rights groups accused him of routinely sanctioning the use of torture and at times torturing detainees with his own hands.
Ian Henderson had also under him several colonels and officers who continued to mistreat the people until today.
Henderson remained head of the security apparatus until 1999. Scotland Yard launched an inquiry into the allegations in 2000. The investigation was dropped the following year. Henderson denied involvement in torture, dismissing the allegations as being politically motivated. In 2014, Great British Week in Bahrain was put on by the British Embassy to celebrate what organisers described as 200 years of friendship and strong bilateral relations.
Its big focus for the last couple of years has been trying to secure sales for BAE's Eurofighter Typhoon. That would be a big deal for BAE Systems, maybe not the people here in the UK, and certainly not for the people in Bahrain. There's been an enormous amount of political effort devoted to trying to secure that deal, including visits from royalty, visits from to and from David Cameron, lots of UK ministers travelling out to Bahrain to try and make that deal. It's not just looking to buy UK warplanes, it's buying the UK's silence on its human rights abuses.
But this was just one event in a long line of initiatives taken to strengthen the ties between the two countries. Britain also hosted the Al Khalifa family at various events, including a promotional conference in London. But these celebrations are a far cry from the experience of many Bahraini citizens. In September of last year, the Ismail family received a call from the Salmania Hospital, informing them that their 23-year-old son Naji had been injured. Upon arriving at the hospital, they learnt from a policeman that he had passed away.
We gather all the family and they come, we go to see him. And before we see him, they said, you must sign a paper that if you see him, you will not an issue case for the Ministry of Health or Ministry of Interior. I said for this man, the man, why I must sign? I must see him first, then I will sign. He said, you will not see him after you signed first.
Eventually his sister gave in and signed the document and they were allowed to see Naji. They were told he'd been killed in an accident, but the family strongly questions his account and instead believes he suffered a similar fate to his brother Ahmed, a videographer who was shot by unidentified men documenting a protest 2 years earlier. Witnesses claimed the men he had been shot by were from the security forces but were dressed in plain clothes.
And after when I remove the sheet in his chest, I see the big hole and there is nothing and I can't see his body from inside.
What did they do to your brother?
We think that he shot.
And why did they do this to him?
He's complete what Ahmed do for documentation on the marches and what is happening, and he visiting the injured people every night, and he keep documentation with the other parties.
So were they ever targeting your brother beforehand?
Yes,
twice. What were they doing?
They treat him that if you complete what you're doing with as your brother, you will go as the same way. The same way that Ahmed go, you will go the same way.
And they said this to him?
Yes.
His sister said the authorities had tried to infiltrate their home on a number of occasions.
Only they send some of the CID at home as a friend and sometimes as a citizen journalist and sometimes like you, a journalist. They want to make with him an interview about his brother Ahmed. And ladies or gentlemen, female or male, they come in at house like this. I think it's too hard, but we can't face it because we held the camera. After Ahmed, no fear. The fear is gone. If you face it one time, you can face it two and three and four. What? Because you didn't have any more things to fear about it. What you fear about the kill, about murders, or about what they will hold the weapons, they will kill you or something, it's easy. Down, down, down it.
Our only exiles living in the UK say they've also come under attack, with many claiming they were targeted by a software called FinFisher.
Created and sold by a UK-based surveillance company, Gamma International, the technology promises remote monitoring and key logging, as well as claiming to monitor Skype calls in real time. Saeed Al-Shahabi, a prominent opposition figure, has lived in the UK for four decades after being sentenced to life imprisonment in absentia by Bahraini authorities. He is one of the activists who was reportedly monitored by this software.
Hackers managed to get a log of the conversation between that company, between the officials, the technicians of that company of Gamma, and the security officers in Bahrain who were not able to operate the program efficiently. Later, we were also told that three computers have been positively identified, belonging to myself and two other colleagues. So we know that for sure that our privacy in UK has been violated by a foreign government, by a foreign intelligence service.
A watchdog group called Privacy International has filed a formal complaint against Gamma International with the National Crime Agency in the UK. Shahabi told me, the attacks were not just limited to hacking their computers.
Some of my colleagues were targeted, were attacked in the street, were beaten up. 2 days later, my house was arsoned and there was a fire at the middle of the night, about 3:30 in the morning. To rush outside the house, at the steps of the house, and extinguish the fire that, and you could smell the petrol.
He told me that along with other exiles, he has continued with his activism, frequently organizing events and demonstrations, much to the anger of the Bahraini authorities, and he felt the attacks could be linked to this, though he had no proof.
I don't have information, but the indications are it is linked in one way or another to the regime, especially two attacks came within 3 days of each other on opposition. You couldn't give any other explanation except that they had been planned by the regime.
Shahabi went on to express his annoyance at the UK authorities for stopping and searching Bahraini exiles under terrorism-related laws for several hours at a time at the airports.
They ask us about our attitude, where we have gone to, where, who did we see, who did we find, what do we think about the situation in Bahrain, what do you think of the GCC, what do you think about of Palestine. It's just very general political questions that have irrelevance to the state of terrorism or security.
Philip Hammond's recent comment stating that Bahrain is travelling in the right direction, along with UK's ongoing support of the regime, has angered many Bahrainis.
In the same day that Mr. Hammond made his statement, Nabil Rajab, most prominent human rights figure in the region, was sentenced to 6 months imprisonment for a tweet. Sheikh Ali Salman, the head of political opposition, was in jail at the time when Mr. Hammond made his statement.
In the same week, Al-Wadai also found himself stateless after having his citizenship revoked.
We see British government talking in only one term, when it's praising the dictators of Bahrain. When it comes to their atrocities, even when it comes to killing or torturing or any kind of red lines were crossed, we haven't seen the United Kingdom in a single statement criticizing their closest ally.
Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee has said very clearly that there is very little evidence of progress or reform in Bahrain and has urged the government repeatedly to designate Bahrain as a country of concern for its human rights record. The government has refused to do that. Instead, it has designated Bahrain as a priority market for UK arms sales.
This business that they have with our government is stained with the blood of our children, and we should not let it go easily. UK government against our struggle for democracy and human rights. UK government is against our human rights, and we will not let that happen. We will not let that go free of charge. It's going to cost them on their reputation, and we're going to make sure that does cost them in their reputation.